There were a lot of big families in that area, weren't there? Dunn Street and Under Street.
Oh, right, with Dunn Street, Taps, they used to call it. Well, they're all big families, all happy families too. Mm-hmm. All got on marvellously well together, all the families.
Mm.
There's the Totes and the Ritchies and the Opies. The Opies live over the road, just a couple of doors down from us.
That's right,
Opium.
They were a big family too.
Yeah, they were.
I remember Jack Cargill telling me once about where he lived in Hagelhorn Street.
Yeah.
And that if he took both sides of the street, just the one block, I've forgotten the exact figures, but there were over 100 children in that block.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah, just in one block on each side of Hagelhorn Street.
Well, 6 to 8 was about the
that'd be
size
about
of the family.
About the average, yeah.
But oh, they're all happy though, the families those days. You know, you made your own fun.
You got any, what's your early memories of the, very early, say before you went to school, have you got any memories of?
Well, no, 6 year old, I got a good picture from 6 year old on.
Yeah.
The father used to take us out of the wreck, crayfishing.
Uh-huh.
Take all the kids that could walk out, and we'd catch crayfish and come home and walk there and back. And on the Sunday, all the families of Dunn Street, wives, kids, fathers, all used to go out of the wreck. The day out, or Sunday the next day.
That was your nearest beach out
there? That's the nearest beach, all walking, and they had what they called a halfway tree there, and you all sat down and had a rest halfway.
That would be about the corner of what we used to call Dean's Paddock. We used to rest there too. I remember the tree about there.
Camberry, I think, is on
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Bob McBride was a butcher. They had a slaughter yard there. And their dads used to get the meat for the craybait.
Yeah.
And it's nothing to see the men, come home with 18, 19 crays.
Out at the wreck then.
All the boys of a Saturday walking out with Dad, our little bag on our back and our little fishing line.
Now that mean you'd go to school around about 1914, wouldn't it? Say 6 or 7 you'd be at school when the war started.
I was at school before the war started.
Yeah. Before the war started. Yeah. Can you remember any of the teachers there at that time?
Yeah, our headmaster, old Soapy Borex.
Oh yeah, Soapy.
He used to call him Soapy, not that he heard us.
No, no, it would fit in with his name, Soapy Borex.
He used to call him Soapy.
Yeah.
And Millie Stent.
Yes, I remember her too.
Yes, Millie Stent.
Mm-hmm.
But the others have got away from me.
Yeah.
I haven't thought.
You remember any of the